So when Jaya Vijaya are cursed to come to the earth and become demons, and they perform so many atrocities, so if Krishna, the Lord knew that they were going to perform atrocities, why did he let all this happen?
Yes.
See, there are the chain of karmic reactions can come through multiple instruments. That means that, say, if A kills B, then for B, it means that at that particular time, the death was distant. And if A had not killed, then maybe there would have been an accident, there would have been a heart attack or something, and B would have died. But still, because A kills B, A was not thinking, I am being an agent of God and killing B. A was simply angry or whatever, doing settling some personal score. So, A actually does bad karma. And A will get separate karmic reaction for that. Whereas at that time, when B suffers something, B is getting a karmic reaction for what that B has done earlier. So like that, when the demons, when Jaya Vijaya come down as demons in this world, at that time they perform atrocities and people suffer because of that. But those who are suffering, they are getting karmic reactions for what they have done. And it is not that Krishna is deliberately sending people, the demons down, and he's causing people to suffer.
Actually, people talk like that.
It's but the point is that
Bhagavan's lila, it's all.
So okay, wait a minute. There is, we could say everything is this term, everything is God's lila, that is used quite often. Mm. But we have to understand what it means. Even in Krishna's lila, it is not that things are chaotic. There is a causal connection between them. When we use the word lila there, it simply means that it is beyond our human capacity to understand why this is happening. But lila, when it is used to say that when bad things happen to people, to say that it is God's lila, that is not to say that there's a difference between God causing something and God sanctioning something. So, when bad things happen in life, God is not their cause. God is a sanctioner. So, that means that it is not that God wants anyone to suffer. It is rather that there is a system of action-reaction, and when somebody does some wrong, they are going to get the reaction, and God simply sanctions that. So, when we say that something is Krishna's lila, we have to see in what sense that word is being used. If it is simply used in the sense that this is something which I can't understand, that is fine. But if I'm thinking that it is God gets some pleasure in it, lila in the sense that God gets some pleasure in doing this, that is a misunderstanding. Especially if it is Krishna's pleasure is in elevating us to higher consciousness, helping us attain Him.